Hello and welcome to BAFTAmath, the morning after, the night before. The red carpet has been rolled, the prizes have all been given, and in the five-star suites of their London hotels, the Hollywood celebrities are nursing the mother of all hangovers. In the meantime, we're rolling in like undertakers or forlorn forensic investigators to sift through the crime scene and lay BAFTA night to rest.
And the BAFTA goes to Gravity.
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 Gravity. Alfonso Cuarón.
I'm joined now by Catherine Short and Henry Barnes. Catherine, one little nugget of information that I took away from the night is that BAFTA really, really likes Gravity.
It really, really likes it, but it doesn't think it's the best film. It thinks Slave is the best film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's sort of confused. It thinks it really, really likes it, but it's got a lingering sense of itself that maybe feels a bit faithful to 12 Years a Slave. What a strange evening, what a strange result, what a sort of anticlimactic sort of betrayal stroke nightmare it was. I mean, absolutely, I don't know, really. I mean, BAFTA isn't a body of people that decide things in the way that we talk about them. It's just people voting on a bit of paper. But it's such a sort of strange, botched job, this. I mean, they've really gone wrong.
To the fact that BAFTA gave the Outstanding British Film category to Gravity, even though it's directed by a Mexican starring two Hollywood stars and set in space.
Well, there's a lot of weird red tape around the, you know, how people are allowed to call things various things. So yeah, why is Gravity British and 12 Years a Slave is not? Why is Act of Killing allowed to be up for Best Documentary and Best Foreign Language Film, whereas Great Beauty is up for Best Foreign Language Film, but hey, the acting's pretty terrible, right?
And the directing stinks.
Jesus. Yeah, blue is the warmest colour. I mean, it's full of kind of crazy stuff like that. But I think even within its bonkers parameters, BAFTA is kind of screwed up this year because they've made so many weird decisions. For a start, not nominating either person for Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, well, that was crazy. They were going to clean up at the Oscars, presumably.
Yeah, of course they were. And, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right thing. Mm. But in this case, it probably is the right thing.
Well, it's only because they didn't see them. That's the thing.
Yeah,
it's not because BAFTA is actually going its own way, which is to be applauded. It's because they probably, not enough BAFTA voters saw Dallas Buyers Club.
I think it was also a case of BAFTA hedging their bets a bit here as well. If you look at things like Alfonso Cuarón getting Best Director, for example, I don't think anyone really saw that coming, and it's probably them saying, most people thinking, oh, we're not going to give Gravity Best Film, but we'll give him Best Director as a handoff.
We'll
and in that case, you'd expect people like Lupita Nyong'o to get Best Supporting Actress or Michael Fassbender, but those didn't happen either. So you get this really insanely widespread of people that were good but not great and probably didn't deserve to win.
So it's almost like they're saying 12 Years a Slave is the best film of the year, but everything about it is a bit substandard.
Perhaps everything about it, or the other way around, perhaps everything about it is great, and it's hard to pick out individual performances in that are worth putting up on a pedestal.
They're actually saying Jennifer Lawrence's sort of showboating, charming, but, you know, all over the place performance was much better, much better than all these other things. No, it's crazy. I think this is a real bad result. This really does them no credit.
We've been talking about 12 Years a Slave as the prohibitive Oscar favourite since about last September. Does its performance here and at the Golden Globes suggest that the shine's coming off it a little bit?
Yeah, it's not the Oscars' favourite anymore. That has to be Gravity. There's no... I mean, the Globes went in... We went into the Globes as a three-horse race with Gravity, Hustle and Slave. Hustle's clearly going to clean up in sort of a couple of acting categories, and so is Dallas Buyers Club, and then it's Gravity versus Slave, and Gravity will clearly win now. And it's such a pity. I mean, it really does seem pity.
Could you make the case, though, that Gravity is a better film than 12 Years a Slave?
I think you could, and I think, I mean, technically, certainly, it's groundbreaking in a way that 12 Years a Slave, for however beautiful it's shot, just isn't. And Alfonso Cuarón was there talking last night about how filmmaking is about the craft of filmmaking as well as the art, and we often forget the technical backroom people, and they're just as much artists as anybody else, and I completely agree with that. I think the case for Gravity being the better film is about the technique behind it. It's certainly not in the script writing, arguably not in the performances, although Sandra Bullock is great. There's very little that 12 Years a Slave does in terms of filmmaking technology that Gravity can't beat.
Yeah, but it's a phenomenal technical feat, isn't it?
It's Gravity. Amazing, yeah. Yeah, it is amazing. And it deserves a Best Film Award for that. But then you get down the road of, do you separate those two categories, which Cuarón was saying you shouldn't. So,
What else did you take from the night, Catherine? Any particular highlights for you?
No. It wasn't really an evening of highlights, was it? I mean, you know, you had nice things like charming underdog speeches. They were nice, you know, but no, it seemed quite flat. And I mean, it's interesting that what you were saying about, you know, should it be Gravity or Slave? I suppose in a way, the end result is that this is a very, very good year for cinema.
Yeah.
Because both of those films are terribly, terribly good. And we're not even talking about things like Nebraska, Wolf of Wall Street.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
All these great films. You know, it's been an incredibly strong year. So maybe the fact that I'm getting cross about Slave being robbed is just because, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches and I shouldn't be so picky.
And that's it from the 2014 British Academy Film Awards. It was a decent night for American Hustle and 12 Years a Slave, and a glorious celebration for Gravity. We're now onward, ever onward, to Oscar night, the final stop in our awards bandwagon 2 weeks from now. And in the meantime, a quiet word for all those celebrity viewers who may be nursing a bad hangover this morning. Thanks for a great night. See you soon.